father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Olivia Dean, Man I Need, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So one of the biggest news stories that is out there right now is the arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Now, we're not going to talk about that. We're not qualified to go in depth on that. But I do want to mention this, because since he's been taken into custody, Maduro, there's this picture of him where he's in handcuffs and he's wearing this gray Nike sweatpants. You know that picture?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't seen the picture.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's getting memed.
Why is it getting memed?
That's a longer story, but
okay.
What's going on?
That's something else we should not get into?
Yeah, it's too difficult to explain. The internet will meme anything.
Okay. Here's what I wanted to point out, that this outfit that he's wearing, it's some Nike Tech Fleece outfit. It's a two-piece tracksuit, basically. It is selling out.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. Nike has seen a huge surge in sales.
Wow.
For this two-piece tracksuit.
Unexpected.
And it's priced around $140. But right now, you can't find any in stock.
Wow. You know what? I never would have guessed that would be a result of that.
Me neither. Like, you're just...
I mean, I guess to be fair, he looks comfortable.
You're reading a news story or you're watching CNN or whatever you're watching, and you see Maduro up there in his gray tracksuit. You're like, hey, I want that. That
looks good. I'll be honest, it did take me aback a bit, because it's not very often that you see world leaders in Nike tracksuits. And, like, obviously, like, the picture, there's a whole other storyline around it. But I saw that. I did think that. I was like, huh, okay. But when the story behind it, I think he was, like, woken up out of his house. Like, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he does look comfortable.
Maybe people are stocking up for Halloween costumes later this year.
Maybe.
That could be it.
I guess get ahead of the game.
So I still have HBO Max. And I should not have HBO Max. I'm not paying for it. I canceled it back in September.
And you just still have access to it?
Every day. I have to log in every time. Okay?
So something funky's going on with it, and you're just slipping under the radar.
Something weird's going on. So here's what I do. I log in, and it doesn't let me in. Then I delete the app. I delete the HBO Max app.
Uh-huh.
And I reinstall it from the App Store. And then I log in again, and it lets me in. every single time. So
it's so weird.
I'm essentially getting free HBO Max. I don't condone this.
It just really makes you work for it.
I'm not going to tell you that if you cancel all your apps and then all of a sudden keep deleting them and then logging in that you're going to get into your app. I have no idea why this is happening.
Let's not ask any questions about it, though.
But
you've got a free subscription.
I'm watching a new show. I'm watching The Pitt now.
I binge-watched
Mad Men over the holidays.
Okay.
Which is the second time that I've seen that show. It is such a good show. I think it was even better the second time.
Really?
Mad Men. And now I'm watching The Pitt, which is the medical drama.
I've heard really good things about that show. I haven't watched it, though.
It's won Emmys. Noah Wiley's in
it. Yeah.
So I'm like three episodes in. I'm enjoying that.
Are you watching it solo or are you and Paula both watching it?
I'm watching it solo. I don't think Paula enjoys the medical dramas.
Okay, like, that's fair.
She needs more storyline. Not that there's not a storyline happening in The Pit, but it's really all, at least right now for the first three episodes, it's all medical, what's happening in an ER.
Wow,
like,
okay.
Just going from room to room, patient to patient.
I feel like that is what I've heard about the show, though, is that, like, and I know we have a lot of, like, nurses and people in healthcare listening right now. So if you watch, I've heard that that is one of the more accurate shows, though, to what an ER is, like, really like.
That's good. I'm glad I'm watching accurate stuff.
There you go.
It's the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. I've mentioned before how my youngest son, Drew, my now 11-year-old, he likes to roast me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he actually spends time to think about jokes that he can use to roast me. And usually the jokes are about my weight.
Oh, Drew.
And I'm not thrilled with it at all.
Yeah, low blows, Drew.
I don't care for it, but over the holidays, we're in the car, and that song was on the radio. Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden I hear from the back seat, hey, Dad, even Ed Sheeran can't tell the shape of you.
Like, that's pretty good. Like, it's pretty good. Yeah. Like, I got kudos for that. Snaps.
Like, I'm mad, but I'm not that mad.
I'm impressed. I'm proud of him for coming up with that on the fly.
I enjoy the creativity.
I do too.
I don't care for the intent.
I just don't like where it's directed.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Miranda in North Royalton. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
So I have a best friend of many years who doesn't live near me anymore. We've kind of both moved. We met in grad school, and we both left the area.
Yeah.
I have not seen this girl in 3 years, and finally worked out she's coming to visit me.
Yeah!
Yay!
Yeah. And we live super far apart now. It's super expensive. I have a small child, a traveling card.
Yeah.
We've not been able to see each other in literally, I think it's been like 3 years. So I'm just super excited that I'm going to see her again in person.
That's awesome.
That's when I used to do my holiday traveling, was in January, because it was always so expensive to go home for Christmas.
Do you guys have plans yet? Do you know what you're doing? Are we brunching? Are we getting coffee?
We have some plans for sure. So she lives in like a really like kind of podunk area right now. She just wants to like go out and do like anything. So yeah, I've got some favorite spots around town that I'm going to show her.
Oh, I love that, when Cleveland is the big city.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, oh my God, restaurants.
Crazy.
Pretty much.
Things are open past 10.
Miranda, thank you so much. Enjoy spending time with your friend.
All right. Thanks so much.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. See if you can guess this song.
Oh.
Do you know it?
Yeah. Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Sugar, We're Going Down.
Yeah.
Is it Hozier? Who is this?
Who's singing this?
Yeah.
No, this is not Hozier.
Oh, I love a good cover. I can get down with this.
We're going down, down. It's nobody famous that's doing this. It's just some guy I follow on social media.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to tell me it's AI, and I was about to be so upset.
Oh, well, it is a little bit of AI.
Oh,
I mean, he uses AI a little bit. Oh, sorry.
Ah!
I don't know. Maybe Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah. Let's just don't tell me that he does.
I don't know if he does or doesn't. His name is the Professor Nick Harrison on social media.
Okay.
He'll drop songs like that here and there.
Fun.
It's Q104.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. Good morning. So it was yesterday when we found out, it happened late in the show, that the head coach for the Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski, was let go by the organization yesterday. So we really didn't have a chance to talk about it yesterday.
You had mentioned that you thought that might happen, though.
Yeah, there was speculation.
Yeah.
There's been speculation for weeks, especially after you have a season like they just had. You just felt like change was maybe coming.
Now, how long was he with the Browns?
He was there for 6 years, head coach for 6 years. Took the Browns to the playoffs twice, coach of the year for two of those years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But like I said, the last 2 years haven't gone very well. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons why a change was made yesterday.
And now, is he a Cleveland native?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So moving away probably won't be so heart-wrenching.
Well, I actually have a different opinion about that. And maybe you're right. This is just the way that I view it, because I think about the family and the kids and the fact. And I know that the family probably understands it. Like, this is the business.
Right.
You know,
it's
you're
part of the job.
Moving around a lot. But he does have two young boys.
Oh, does he really?
And, you know, I've never met him, but I've seen him every summer for the past 2 years, because one of his sons would play against my son's baseball team.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like every summer. So there was always the Stefanski game.
That's so funny.
And he would usually always wait in his car.
Until, he didn't like want to come make a scene?
Well, there's a reason why. I'll explain it to you. Yeah, probably that. And because whenever he's out in public, he gets asked to take pictures and...
Yeah, and you don't want to take away from the kids.
And autographs.
Right.
And he's really there just to watch his kid play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember, so he would wait in his car and, 2 minutes before the first pitch, then he would, you know, walk into the baseball field area and go find his spot. But there was one summer, I think this was 2 or 3 years ago, that, my son, Will, and his son, their teams were playing in the same tournament. So they were not playing against each other in this game. So Will's game was like right after his game.
Okay.
But as we're sitting there waiting for this game to end, you look in the stands and you see Kevin Stefanski and his family watching his son play. And his son's team ends up losing that game. So they're out of the tournament.
Oh, it was a tournament too. Bummer.
And during the game, there was a lot of, you know, picture requests and autographs and everything else. And he, like I said, he's just trying to watch his kid play baseball. After his kid's team gets eliminated from this tournament, all of the kids from the opposing team come over to get a picture with Kevin Stefanski.
Aww.
And his kid's team just got eliminated, and now he has to take a picture.
Oh, his kid was probably so annoyed. Like, get out of here.
I don't know. He couldn't have been more gracious, though.
Aww.
And he stood there and he posed with those kids.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's the way that I'm looking at this whole thing. Winning is still the most important thing when it comes to sports, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the job. You have to do your job.
But I think it's easier to root for our teams, you know, the players, the coaches, everyone involved, when you realize that these are good people, that these are quality people, good humans.
Yeah, like real people, too, that you see out at your kids' baseball games.
Exactly. And every story that I've ever heard, Kevin Stefanski is a genuinely great guy. And I think that we're going to miss that part.
Well, I don't know much about football, but I already saw today that, like, people are eyeing him to land somewhere else. So
yeah,
I'm sure he will land somewhere.
Yeah, but I think about all. But now he's got to.
Oh yeah,
he's got to move.
Yeah, he's got to uproot, and we've done that, and that ain't fun.
I assume his family is going to come with him, and so that means the kids got to be taken out of their school, and they got to go to a new school. And I will tell you this: I'm fairly certain about this. We will not find a head coach for the Browns as good looking as that guy.
No, I don't think so.
As Kevin's, right?
I don't think so. No, I think that is where we peaked, was Kevin Stefanski.
It's the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa has a public service reminder.
I do.
And when she said it, I was like, you got to be kidding, right?
You can shake your head at me all you want. Someone out there is going to thank me come February 14th. If you have not done it yet, it is never too early to make your Valentine's Day reservation for dinner. Valentine's Day is on a Saturday this year, so I assume it's going to be a little extra busy. Yesterday during the show, I actually made mine and my husband's dinner reservation for Valentine's Day. I was like, well, might as well get ahead of the game here.
I guess you're right. It's just
it's going to sneak up on us.
I don't think anybody's thinking about Valentine's Day right now.
No, I know that. That's why I'm saying this is the perfect time to make that reservation.
There's a clear holiday hangover happening right now. You bring up Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Happening a week before that, we should mention this. Cupid's Undie Run.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, February 7th. Now, I already checked my calendar. I had something on my calendar for February 7th.
Oh.
I had to take it off because I'm not missing Cupid's Undie Run.
Yeah, you better not.
So they're doing it at the Draft Room again this year at Huntington Bank Field.
That was so fun last year. It was the Cupid's Undie Run. Big day party. Plus, it's for a great cause.
It really is. We get together. It's a party all afternoon. And the proceeds benefit NF, the fight against NF, the genetic conditions. Registration is open right now. So if you go to Q104.com, and there's a link right there on the homepage, you can sign up yourself, you can sign up your friends, you can get a team together, get registered. There's a promo code, too, to get 20% off. That promo code is Cheeks.
Cheeks. Get it?
Right.
Because it's an undie run.
So again, Cupid's Undie Run, Saturday, February 7th. We've got February covered. Really?
I'm excited. Let's go.
First 2 weeks of February, we're booked up. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Donnie in Talmadge is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Donnie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. My sister recently moved to Talmadge. Have you met her yet?
No.
All right. Let me know if you do. She's a lot of fun. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you're going to win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Donnie?
I am.
Question one. What two numbers went viral in 2025, causing a lot of commotion from preteens and teenagers when said together?
6, 7.
Fill in the blank. It's where you jump into icy water, a blank plunge.
Cold plunge.
Question three. Where would you find a concierge employed?
Hotel.
Question four. On the TV show Friends, what country did Chandler tell Janice he was moving to just to avoid dating her?
No idea.
Final question. What state is the geographical center of the United States?
Ohio.
All right, Donnie, let me count you up here. I have you down with 3 correct out of 5.
Okay.
Will that beat Alyssa today? We'll find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next on the Q Morning Show. So Alyssa has returned. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Meet Donnie and Talmadge.
Good morning, Donnie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right.
Donnie went 3 for 5 today. So we had some easy questions to start off with, and then the questions got progressively harder.
Okay. I think. All right.
So let's see how Alyssa does compared to you. She needs 3 correct to tie Donnie. Any more than that, she's going to win. Question one, what two numbers went viral in 2025? Do I need to finish this question?
6, 7.
Yeah, like I said, started out with an easy one today. Question two, fill in the blank. It's where you jump into icy water, a blank plunge.
Polar plunge.
Donnie said cold. I decided to accept either answer, either polar plunge or cold plunge.
Oh.
So you both get that correct. Where would you find a concierge employed?
A hotel.
There's the tie for today. So what were the answers to these last two questions? On the TV show Friends, what country did Chandler tell Janice he was moving to just to avoid dating her?
Brazil.
Moving to Yemen.
Oh.
He went to Yemen.
Could have just said he didn't want to date her.
Final question. What state is the geographical center of the United States?
Colorado.
Colorado is incorrect. It's Kansas.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So those last two questions got both of you. However, Alyssa does escape with a tie today.
Good game.
Thank you, Donnie.
You too.
If you want it, we'll give you one of those coffee mugs.
We'll give you 2 of them.
I'll take your coffee mug.
Thank you.
My name is Donnie, and I just flunked out Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So Alyssa got her grandfather a Christmas gift this year that I understand your intent. I think you were trying to get something that was sentimental. It's something that means something. Also something that you didn't have to spend any money on.
Right. That was a big, big kick. Big kicker right there.
What was your idea for a Christmas gift for your pap?
So you're saying like I got him something. Not the correct verbiage because I didn't get him anything. I've been doing something. I have been tirelessly digitizing my family's photo history since roughly like 1960. And oh my God, I'm not kidding. I started like the week before Christmas.
Is that when you had the idea? Like, this is what I'm going to, I have no idea what to get Pat. I'm just going to digitize all his photos.
Literally, like, that's essentially, like, last year I think I got him, like, an electric coffee mug to keep his coffee hot. He's so difficult to buy for because he doesn't want anything. The man doesn't need anything. And like, it's just so hard to find things that he might enjoy. So I was like, I know he spends time, like, playing solitaire on the computer. He'll watch some YouTube. So I was like, I'm sure he'll love this. But man, I'm scanning each photo individually, going in, cropping it individually, every single photo. And I'm talking thousands. I think so far, and I'm not done yet, I'm at about 12 gigs of storage on my like Google Photo Drive. But what a gift. Like, what a gift. Like, this is truly a labor of love.
So you realized a week or two before Christmas that you were not going to be able to finish this gift in time for Christmas Day. So how did you present this gift to him so he knows what he's receiving?
So I was just like, when we were all opening stuff, I was like, I have something for you, but it's on the computer. I'll have to show you when we're done. And so then I pulled up like the photo gallery after we were done opening gifts, and I showed him, and he didn't really click through it too much. But a couple days ago, my nana called me and she was like, I have to tell you, he's been clicking through those photos for like an hour or two now. And I was like, yes, my hard work is paying off.
So he can access what you've done so far.
Yeah. And it's really cool because now I've gone in and I can like tag all of our family members. And so like he can click and just see all pictures of like me or all pictures of my mom or whoever. It's really cool though.
But you're going to be working on this Christmas gift until maybe the 4th of July.
No, honestly, like I am way farther along with it than I thought I would be. I truly will probably be done by the end of the week.
Well, good.
So I set a deadline for myself. I wanted to be done before we came back to work, but that's fine. A weekend, that's okay.
What a great gift idea anyway.
Truly, like I said, a gift, a labor of love.
It's the cute.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning, show. It's Q104. I guess it was an earthquake last night.
I saw that.
In Lake County.
Yeah, that's strange. That does not happen very often here.
2.6 on the Richter scale.
I wonder if anybody felt anything. If you're out that way and you did, call us up, 216-474-0104.
Have you ever been in an earthquake? You lived in California for like a decade.
Yeah. No, I've been in earthquakes, and honestly, every time they happened, I was so thrown off because I was like, what was that? Like, you never really notice until after, and you're like, did a truck drive by?
So you have felt an earthquake. I have not felt an earthquake
really?
Before. No.
Huh.
How many natural disasters have we been a part of?
Oh, you've most certainly. In Florida, you've been a part of quite a few.
I have been a part of tropical storm and a few hurricanes. How about a volcanic eruption? Have you ever been a part of a volcanic eruption?
Yeah, I have not checked that one off my bucket list.
What about a landslide?
Don't.
What?
I see you putting the music up.
I wasn't going to play Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
You weren't?
But I have been part of a landslide.
You have been?
Yes, in Arizona. I was up in the mountains and...
What was that like?
Being part of a landslide?
Yeah.
So I'm driving... I'm driving through the mountains, and it's raining pretty bad, and I'm driving around this curb, and you can see this boulder just rolling down the hill, and there's no way to stop.
What?
And it's like, it's either going to miss me or it's going to hit me, one of the two things, and it hit us.
What? That's like out of this, that's like a movie.
Went underneath our car, tore up the bottom part of our car, we had to pull over.
Dude!
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Totaled that car. Never drove that car again.
Wow, that makes driving in the snow not sound so bad.
What else? Tornadoes? Yeah, we all experienced tornadoes last summer, didn't we? Last spring, last summer?
I don't remember them, but I also just don't take tornado warnings and watches nearly as seriously as I should.
Avalanche?
Are you just going through the list of natural disasters?
Yes. I like to talk about happy subjects. The Q Morning Show. You know what I really can't believe is that I'm not sick or no one in my family has been sick over the holidays.
You better knock on some wood somewhere.
Is this wood?
I don't know, but just start knocking on stuff.
This is fake wood, I think.
I think this is like particle board.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts, but that's a miracle.
Some.
I've seen that there is some sort of weird flu that is going around right now.
Like a new strain of
flu? Yeah, like it's not COVID. People are testing for like flu strains and just sick as a dog. I've been on like the Cleveland Reddit and people were like down for the count over the holidays.
Yeah. Flu cases have doubled in Ohio already. So, yeah. I'd like to avoid that.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I hope so.
Who on the show is going to be sick first in 2026?
Oh, don't play that game. I think it's going to be me. I can feel it coming.
Can you let me know what day in advance?
I'll try. I'll do my best.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let's play. Caller 14, 216-474-0104. All week long, we are trying to unload our Bill and Alyssa official coffee mugs.
Give you a new cup to drink all your coffee out of in 2026.
Two of them if you want them.
And you
don't have to wash it every day.
Double fist.
216-474-0104. A 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes. Melissa in Broadview Heights is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your 5 questions right here. After you are done answering them, Alyssa will be invited back into the studio so she can answer them. Whoever gets the most correct will win the game. Are you ready, Melissa?
Yes.
By the way, if it's a tie, all ties go to Alyssa. Question one, the name of the plush toy doll that went viral last year, sparking a consumer frenzy.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's okay.
I have no idea. Not a clue.
Let's move on to question two. This very popular online video website was launched on Valentine's Day, 2005.
Ooh. I don't know, YouTube? I'm not sure.
Question three, the name of the machine that resurfaces the ice at a hockey game.
God, why are these questions so hard? I'm not sure. Not a clue.
Let's see how you do with board games. This board game has 5 dice, and you want to get as many points as possible.
Yahtzee.
Final question. Fill in the lyric. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in the days of blank?
What was left behind?
What was left behind is your answer?
Yes, because I don't know that. I know the song, but I don't know the words.
All right, Melissa. You do have some correct in here. I have you down with two correct.
Two.
Wow. Yeah, you did better than you thought. How will Alyssa do, however, compared to you? Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, it's Q104. Alyssa, meet Melissa.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Melissa's in Broadview Heights, and she did better than she thought at this game. She got two correct out of five.
All right. Okay. Not bad.
Alyssa needs two just to tie Melissa. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Question one, the name of the plush toy doll that went viral last year, sparking a consumer frenzy.
Laboo-boos.
Laboo-boos. You never heard of those, Melissa?
No.
That's all right. I don't
know how you managed to do that.
My kids are all, older, so yeah.
You're not missing anything.
Safe from the Laboo-boos in your house.
Yes.
Question two, this very popular online video website was launched on Valentine's Day 2005.
YouTube?
YouTube is correct. So that gets Alyssa the tie. Let's see if she can get the win today. The name of the machine that resurfaces the ice at a hockey game.
The Zamboni.
Zamboni is correct. The board game that has five dice. And you want to get as many points as possible.
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee. She might go 5 for 5, Melissa.
I'm seeing this.
Fill in the lyric. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in the days of?
Time?
Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, yeah. I hate that song. It makes me... so sad for no reason. Like, I stay so far away from that song. Yeah.
Happy New Year, you jerks.
Literally.
Happy New Year.
Well, good game, Melissa.
You too.
Thanks, Melissa. We do have some prizes for you. Hang on.
My name is Melissa. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.